103.7 to be inside the Midday Cafe. It's not often that you get an opportunity to speak with a living legend, but today is my lucky day, and I'm very excited to introduce my next guest. He's part of a legendary group who has been singing and performing for over 50 years, and they've brought us classic hits that not only that we can reminisce to, but that touch everyone, no matter how young, old, no matter what race. Classic music like My Girl, Just My Imagination, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and countless others, just to name a few. It is my pleasure to introduce original member of legendary group The Temptations, Otis Williams. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I am truly wonderful, and I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to speak with me, to speak with the listeners today as we get ready for the show, just a day and a wake up away.
That's right. Well, we're down here in Bossier, Louisiana. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, and we'll do here tonight. And then we'll go to Columbia, South Carolina, and do that Saturday night. And then we'll fly on up into Grand Rapids, which we haven't played for quite a number of years.
That is wonderful. So the town is buzzing, and we are all excited about this Sunday show. So do you think it's ever going to break? I see that you're busy today, tomorrow, the next day, and so forth. Do you ever get just a little break for some R&R?
Yeah, we have times that we're off for 2 to 3 weeks, sometimes a month, you know, and really they'll appreciate it as well to have a little downtime to recruit and, you know, the rest of it. But, yeah, we have time for downtime, but you know, it's, when you love what you do, you know, that helps you make it through. But, yeah, we take our little downtime here.
Okay. So this Sunday, you guys will be performing at the DeVos Performance Hall, 7:30 p.m. We're truly looking forward to the show. For anyone out there who has never experienced the Motown magic, the legendary magic of the Temptations, what can they expect during the performance this Sunday?
Well, we always try to stay true to form for what the Temptations are known for. You know, our choreography and, you know, the sometimes flash suits and coming out there singing, you know, our hits that have made us notable throughout the years and put on a very good show, you know. So that's always been our objective, to maintain what, you know, people have come to know and expect of the Temptations. The My Girl, Just My Imagination, to Treat Her Like a Lady, the Ball of Confusion, and everything in between.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we can expect all the classic hits and maybe even some new ones.
Yeah, you know, we'll do Stay, which was our last big hit, and then, like I said, Treat Her Like a Lady, and some stuff in between. We'll go into our new album, well, not new album, but our Mellow Moves album, and do Hello Young Lover. So we try and give a somewhat of a broad perspective of what we're about.
Now, how about audience participation? How can the audience participate in your shows?
Well, just participate by letting us know that you're enjoying what we're doing and come to the stage and, you know, dance and just start to stay rooted in the seats. Just come on down there and, you know, get up and dance, because that's on time that Bruce will do that on Treat Her Like a Lady. You know, get up on, you know, on your feet and, you know, come on down at the foot of the stage and join in. So, you know, that would really be greatly appreciated.
Now, there's really just so much ground to cover and so much to ask about, because you have been performing for decades, and I know that you have been through so many experiences. Is there one thing that stands out in your mind over the years that, I guess, your favorite part, what you really love?
Well, you know, when you have had an illustrious career like the Temptations, it's hard to single out just one in particular, you know, incident, because we've had quite a few, you know, our name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in L.A., being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, meeting 3 to 4 different presidents. I mean, the list is endless. When I walk around my house, I see I have about 40 gold and platinum, you know, CDs and things. So I'm just loaded, all kinds of citations, you know, from governors and from the president and inviting to the White House. So the list is endless. And I'm sure I'm not thinking of them all as we speak.
Like you said, it would be hard to pinpoint 1, 2, or maybe even 10, because it's so many things that you had a chance to experience. And the one thing about the Temptations, the music is definitely classic, and people young and old can still enjoy it to this day and just absolutely love it. So We're definitely looking forward to the performance coming up at DeVos Hall this Sunday. Now, Divas Temptations, do you guys have any upcoming music or projects, anything new coming up?
Well, we're hoping that it's clear that the right to use the My Girl catalog, you know, the Ball of Confusion and all those hits that we're known for, because there's a possibility that the Temptations' life story will go to Broadway. You know, we've had a very successful miniseries that is still being shown today, you know, but we want to take it a step further and then take it on to Broadway. So that's the thing that we waiting to get the clearance on using the music, and then that's the next move.
And do you guys have a website or any social media that you're using that the fans can keep updated with?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's the Temptations, you know, network. There's Otis Williams network. There's mine, OtisWilliams1 at ME.com. So there's a plethora of social networks that they can get in touch with us. You know, I'm still boning up on all this network stuff because I may sell them grown mine, but my assistants, they keep me updated.
Well, you know what? It's hard to keep up because it feels like it's something new every day, so.
You know, you're right. You're not joking. Boy, Instagram this and but something else. I said, man, will it ever run out of something to come up to?
I hardly doubt it.
I do, too, because we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg now.
Yes, we are, definitely. Now, what advice would you give to an aspiring artist? Because I know things have changed, and one thing, groups of the past, they really had to work, and you really had to push to promote and get yourself out there. And now, you know, things seem a little easy today. You have the YouTube. Everything is a click of a button away for people to see things. What piece of advice would you give to an aspiring artist for longevity in the music industry?
Well, see, that would depend on the artist. So see, one of the things that's been a very blessed event for all of Motown acts, like during the heyday of Motown, we had to go to school for to be in show business. But it wasn't just predicated on us having hit records and then get out there and didn't know how to uphold being a professional. You know, so we were blessed with going to artist development that they instilled in us about being in show business. We made it our vocation rather than our avocation. And I think anybody who aspires to get into this, they need to soul search for themselves to see if that's what they really want to do. Because show business, it's a wonderful business, but it's a cutthroat business. And you got to really want to make sure this is what you want to do, because it's not easy. Acquiring success is even harder to maintain it. So they would need to really do a soul searching aspect within themselves, excuse me, because you know, ultimately, the start to feel it. I often tell people, when they say, well, this one, you have to go through looking for another temptation when that do happen. I don't look for the talent first. I look for the hidden heart first, and then the talent. And so when I would say that, people would look at me in a critical way. But if you do not have this thing of really wanting to do it and just have the talent itself, it takes more than just the talent. You know, you got to really want to be dedicated and single-minded and be able to get along in this business, because it's very tricky. And it has gotten to be even worse from the time that it was bad enough when we started, but now it's really something else in the business now. So they just have to really want to make sure that this is the life they want to get in and make good music. Because I must say, I listen to something stuff that's out today, and I'm really not impressed with all this cussing and leaving nothing to the imagination. I'm not impressed. There's a few artists that comes out with something that's real nice, but by and large, when I hear what's being said on the radio, I say, wow, there was some change in times. But
yes, it has.
One thing constant in life is change. But if you're going to be in this business, you need to really put forth effort and try and make it a very good profession, because it can be. Been for the Temptations for 3 years.
Wonderful advice, and thank you so much for that, and I know that has helped several people out there who are listening, so definitely want to thank you for that piece of advice. And once again, we just want to encourage everyone to come out to the show this Sunday, October the 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the DeVos Performance Hall, where the magic will take place. The Temptations will be in town on the phone lines with the legendary Otis Williams. Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you would like to get out to the listeners today?
Oh, that's it. Just come on out and see us Sunday and have a good time.
So nothing but a good time when you come out to the Temptation Show.
That's right. What a good time.
Well, thank you so much. And we will all see you on Sunday.
My pleasure.
You take care. You have a safe trip.
You too, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you.